whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week, Pastor Holland began a series examining righteousness. While the world determines morality by what feels good, the Bible clearly defines righteousness through the example of Christ and His teachings. Have you allowed Christ to substitute His righteousness for your unrighteousness? We will now join the message entitled, Christ Our Righteousness.
Christ is the only way. Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Friend, we're saved today through the righteousness of God. It's revealed as the only way. Jesus is God's only way in righteousness. The Bible teaches there's nothing we can do to save ourselves. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Friend, we can go all day long, and I tell you, you can baptize people, but I'm telling you, just baptize them, dunking them under the water doesn't get them saved. They're only saved when they accept the righteousness of God in their lives. It's not by works that we do. It's not by religion. Boy, today we've got a religious group of people, and they go through the motions. They say the prayers, and they do the things. But friend, I'm telling you today, the only way to heaven is by the righteousness of Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sin. Second of all, we notice it's received by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit and its wooing. To invite or to seek. It is the Holy Spirit who prepares the heart to receive Christ. Warren Wiersbe said, you cannot produce a spiritual birth without physical means. The new birth can only be produced by spiritual means. Charles Spurgeon said, unless the Holy Ghost blesses His Word, we who preach the gospel of all men most miserable. For we have attempted a task that's impossible. We have entered into a sphere where nothing but the supernatural will ever avail. If the Holy Spirit does not renew the hearts of the hearers, we cannot do it. If the Holy Ghost does not regenerate them, we cannot do it. If He does not send the truth home in their souls, we might as well speak, he said, in the ear of a corpse. In other words, friend, today, my preaching is not my preaching, but it's the wooing of the Holy Spirit of God that will draw me into the place of salvation in their life. Lydia in Acts 16:14, and a certain woman named Lydia, a son of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. In Acts 24:25, we find Felix. And as he reasoned of the righteousness, temperance, and the judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call upon thee. Friend, the Holy Spirit and its wooing. But then we see the Holy Spirit and its Word. In 1 Thessalonians 1:5-6, the Bible said, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you shall become followers of us and the Lord, having received the Word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is without effect without the Spirit of God. It's the power of the Spirit that changes lives. It's the power of the Spirit that changes us. It's the power of the Spirit that persuades us. It's the power of the Spirit that enables us to be saved by the Word of God. You know, we need religious instruction. I believe we need to be taught the Word. But I'm glad today that we must hear the Word. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, not only in His wooing, but the Holy Spirit and its work. The new birth is the work of the Holy Spirit. I'm glad today that the Holy Spirit of God one day arrested my soul and showed me my need, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I'm grateful today that the Spirit of God is at work to bring the righteousness of God in our life. It's through His Spirit. The Spirit of God lives and dwells in each and every one of us. But I'm glad today not only does the Spirit draw us to the place of righteousness, but it results in changed lives. The Bible said, therefore, If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I love the illustration. When a caterpillar is transformed into a butterfly, it becomes a totally new creature. A metamorphosis takes place. Therefore, the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature. The butterfly is no longer the caterpillar, but he's become a beautiful being of which God can work through. When Christ's righteousness becomes our righteousness, things will change. What are some of the things that will change? It changes our master from Satan to God. In Romans 6:17, but God be thanked that you were servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. You know, today we often learn trades or learn things that we do. Oftentimes we hear people going to college and they'll work somewhere and they say they're interning. And literally what they're doing is they're learning a skill to the point that one day they will no longer be the intern, but they will be the one that's in charge. And you know, when we get saved, I'm glad today the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our master. He becomes our Savior. He becomes the Lord of Lords and the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And He forgives us of all our guilt and suffering and separation from God. And I tell you, when we get saved, we go from serving the devil to serving God. At least, if you're saved, you do. The Bible said you become a new creature in Christ. You turn away from the things of the world and turn to the things of God. It amazes me today that you see so many folks, and literally they seem to be more conformed to the world than they are conformed to the righteousness of God. The Bible said we're to be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. So we get saved, we turn away from the things of the world, and we turn to God and begin to serve Him. Not only do we change masters, but we change roads. We get off of the broad road on the narrow road. Now, that doesn't sound right, does it? It seemed like we'd want to be on the broad road, but no, not at all. For the Bible said, enter ye straight in the gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in therewith. Because straight is the gate, and there is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. All that are without Christ are on the broad road. And we get saved, we get on the narrow road. A lot of people thinking, you know, man, heaven's going to be just so full of people. And I believe heaven is going to be full of people. But it's all right. Heaven's big enough to accommodate. We're going to be astonished at the number of people that's going to be cast into the lake of fire and burn in hell forever and ever because they really were genuinely, truly not born again and saved by the grace of God. Friend, when you get saved, you change masters. You quit serving the devil, you start serving God. You get off of the broad road and you get on the narrow road and you begin to go on the road that leads you to Christ. It's important to do that because as a child of God, our righteousness, we ought to seek the righteousness of God and it will lead us in the path that will lead us to heaven. Not only that, when we get saved, we ought to change associations. We ought to change our associations from the world into Christ. I've told the story many a time. As a teenager, far away from God, saved. I was saved early, young man, always taken to church. Mother and daddy always had me there. I got saved and knew the Lord. But as the older I got, the more I was drawn to the things of the world and the people of the world. And I began to hang with them and do things they did. I'm not proud of the things I did, but I'm glad that there was something inside of me that made me know that I was going the wrong way. I was doing the wrong things. I was not doing the things I needed to do. And one day I saw the need to turn away from the world and turn back to the Word of God and to the church and do what Christ would have me to do. D.L. Moody said, somebody asked, now that I'm converted, have I got to give up the world? And he answered, no, you do not have to give up the world. If you have a good ringing testimony for in the Son of God, the world will not want you around. I agree with him. You don't have to worry about leaving your friends. If you start serving God, they'll leave you. Hugh McIntosh said a genuine Christian ought to be as distinguishable among his fellows as a civilized man among savages. You ought to be able to pick Christians out among his people and understand because there ought to be a difference in their life. We get saved. We ought to change masters. We ought to change roads. We ought to change associations. But the greatest thing of all as we change destinies. I was lost. I was once a sinner. But then I came. I'm glad, thank the Lord, that I came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I got saved, I trusted in the righteousness of God. Are we really ready to make a change? I know people said to me, "Say, well, preacher, now, what do I have to do to get saved? Simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." You said, "Well, preacher, if I get saved, do I have to give up this? And do I have to give up that? And do I have to quit doing this? And do I have to start doing this?" You don't have to, but if you're saved, you ought to. And if you're saved, genuinely, God's going to draw you that way in order that you might go to the things of God. We don't have a whole lot of time. But I sure am glad that 35 years ago, or even longer than that, that's how long I've been pastoring, I'm glad that I decided to make the change. I was saved. I was on my way to heaven, but I knew that I was not doing the right things. I was not going the right way. But I'm glad by the time my family came along that God had spoken to my heart about living a righteous life and trying to set an example before them that they may see Christ in us. And I'm grateful today for the righteousness of God. And the only way you're going to get to heaven is through the righteousness of God and what He did for you. He said, "Whosoever should call on the name of the Lord." It's revealed in Scriptures. It's received by the Spirit. And it changes lives. In Christ's righteousness. The choir sings a song sometime, "In Christ Alone." And friend, I'm going to tell you, when God looks down, if you're saved, He sees Christ and Christ alone. You can take colored paper. You can take a green thin piece of paper and you can hold it over something and it'll give a green tint or a red tint or a purple tint, whatever color it is you have. But when God looks down, I don't know, I suspect He sees a blood tint, a red tint, and He sees the righteousness of God in each and every one of our lives. Friend, today it's so important to understand that it's not anything we do, it's not anything we can do, is going to get you to heaven, except the righteousness of God in Him. Friend, have you accepted that today? Do you know if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I submit to you today, He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's not what I do, it's not what you do, but it's what God has done if we'll accept the righteousness of God in Him. Father, we thank You, Lord, today for the privilege and the opportunity to open the Word of God. I'm grateful for the privilege to declare Your Word, and You promised Your Word would not return void. And I don't know what the needs are, but Lord, if there's one here today that does not know Thee as their Savior, I pray today that they be willing to step out, come forward, let somebody take the Bible, the Word of God, and show them what they need to do in order to be saved. I ask now that You would just have Your will and way. Speak to hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It would be impossible for our sinful nature to accomplish anything that would justify admittance to eternity. It took a sacrificial lamb to pay the debt of our sin. Christian, are you putting on the righteousness of Christ to shine as an example in the world? Salvation is available for those who will accept this gift. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.